President Bush said this week that he will move forward with a plan to let illegal immigrants become legal guest workers. But it may be hard to get Congress back that promise. The president's own party is divided on the plan, and many immigrants are skeptical, too. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports.
Under a freeway overpass in West L.A., you'll find the kind of people who may have the most to gain or lose from the president's proposed guest worker program.
Ya me han gritado mil veces que me regrese a mi tierra porque aquí no quepo yo.
A group of men from Mexico and Central America passing the time, waiting for someone to stop and offer work, gardening, painting, or doing construction. Gilberto Laguna says he's been in the U.S. for 20 years, paying taxes and doing jobs most Americans won't touch. But even though he's been living here illegally, Laguna says the president's plan is no solution. After 3 years, are they going to give us our papers or are they going to run us off? Asked Laguna, who would prefer a permanent amnesty over a temporary guest worker visa any day. Another day laborer, Miguel Hidalgo, also has problems with being labeled temporary.
Si nos van a dar trabajo por 3 años y luego nos van a regresar, pues quiere decir que nos están tratando como objetos desechables.
If they give us work for 3 years, then send us back, says Hidalgo, it's as though they're treating us like disposable objects that can be thrown away after use. President Bush recently met with his counterpart from Mexico to talk once again about why he wants a guest worker program in the U.S. During a stop in Colombia, Mr. Bush told reporters he'd make it a top priority.
I think it's important for our country to recognize that people are coming to our country to do jobs that Americans won't do.
The White House hasn't spelled out the specifics, but an earlier version of the plan would allow 3-year work visas for unknown millions of immigrants now living in the U.S. illegally. After that, guest workers could apply for permanent legal status if their employers said they were filling jobs that couldn't be filled by U.S. citizens. President Bush says legalizing the flow of immigrant workers between Mexico and the U.S. will make the border more secure.
We'd much rather have security guards chasing down terrorists or drug runners or drug smugglers than people coming to work. And so therefore, I think a guest worker program is important.
But many in the president's own party have lined up against him on the idea of granting guest visas.
The people who have broken the law and are here should not be rewarded for having done so.
Republican Congressman Thomas Tancredo of Colorado is among the leading critics. He told NPR member station KPCC the president's plan amounts to granting amnesty. He says any immigration reform should include 2 provisions.
That is, secure your borders, and the second is to enforce the laws that are on the books already saying you can't hire people who are here illegally. If you do those 2 things, then you can construct a guest worker plan. But if you don't, saying that you have a guest worker plan is nothing but eyewash. It really, of course, won't work. Nobody will participate because they can be hired illegally and they can come across the border illegally.
To push through the guest worker program, the president says he's willing to spend some of his newly won political capital. But first, he'll have to convince many Republicans that it's worth the price. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.